Blog Talk Radio. And we don't blame it on, well, God knew we was going to mess up. No, that's no excuse. No, you continue on and you try to be, and you always show God's light in and through you. Let it show
Amen.
Up. That is jubilant. Amen, amen. Thank you for calling in. We want y'all to call in tonight. Please call in tonight. The number is 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. The topic is, drum roll, please. Do. I do.
I do.
Wow.
Those two words. Two little words there.
Woo. Man, something else, man. That's some strong words. I do. I'm telling you, brother. Well, brother Young, you gonna start us out with a prayer, man?
Yes, brother Chris. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for your goodness. God, we thank you for your mercy. We thank you, God, for your love. God, we thank you for waking us up. God, we give you all the praise tonight, God. We just thank you. We adore you, God. We worship you. In the name of Jesus, God, we esteem you. We lift you high right now in the name of Jesus, God. All glory unto you right now, God. We just thank you, God, for who you are in our lives, God. We just ask you to continue to bless us, God, and continue to keep us, God, and continue, God, to allow us to grow in you, God. We just thank you right now, God, for just the things that you set before us, God. And we thank you, God, for taking us through, God, as we go through, Lord. We just praise your name tonight, God. God, you are worthy to be praised tonight, God. We thank you, God, for your goodness, God. We thank you, God. Lord, I can't thank you enough, God, because you kept me, God, when I couldn't keep myself, God. And you showed me, God, that, Lord, you are the way, God. You're the only way, God. We thank you, God, for your patience, God. But we thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. We ask that you continue to be with us, God. Continue, God, to guide our footsteps. And, God, we ask, God, that you send your spirit out to
everybody.
Let us fill you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, we ask, God, that you send your mighty spirit out, God, among the radio stations right now in the name of Jesus, God. Reach them, God. Draw them to you, God. The Bible says no one comes to the Father unless he draws you. Right now, God, we ask that your spirit draws. Draw us, draw them, draw everywhere closer to you in the name of Jesus. God, do it, God. God, you're almighty, all powerful, all seeing, all going. Right now,
yes,
God, we
you
thank you and we
yes,
adore you,
you
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen. He's a good God.
Yes, he is.
You know, I was thinking about the day, Brother Chris, how we celebrate this. We call this the Love Day. We call this, you know, Valentine's Day. This is the Love Day. We shout out Sweetie Day, our day that we give little flowers and we give little chocolate and we tell each other we love each other and you know, we go out to dinner. But you know what I was thinking about? The greatest love ever is when God, man, sent his son down because he loved the world so much. The greatest love that the greatest love, man, that's almost unspeakable. It's a love, man, where he laid down his life for us. He laid down because he loved me so much, he gave it all. You know, some folks just give a little bit, and some folks give a little dab here, but he gave it all for me. I got to make it personal today. He gave it all for me. He gave it all for me, brother. You know, I know we're talking about folk, but I'm making it real personal tonight. He gave it for me. He gave it for you. And he gave his life that we may have life. Huh?
I have it more.
We're talking about love, man. We're talking about the day of Valentine's Day. And I wonder how many of us gave God a love letter today, gave God a love card today, gave God some roses today, gave Jesus some candy today, gave him a gift today, wanted to take him out to eat today, just wanted to be in his bosom today, just to God say, I adore you, I love you, I worship you, because you said one day that I'll do it for you. He did it for me. He did it for me. He did it for me. He made a vow with me. When he connected to me, he made a vow to me. He told me that he'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He said he'll never leave me. And brother, if you ever been alone, I'm just tell you what I've been through. I've been somewhere where I've been by myself. I ain't feel no love sometimes. Mm-hmm. But God said he'll never, ever leave me. That's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And even when we talk about my shortcomings and all the things, the I's that I didn't dot and the T's that I didn't cross, he said, I still love you. I still love you. We talk about the greatest love ever. Brother, and I'm just
the
excited
greatest
about
love.
Man. I'm excited about him. You know, when God made the vow to me, he said, I do. Yeah. And, I was just thinking today, bro, when he told me that I do. When I accepted Christ into my life, he said, I do. And what he was telling me, though, bro, Chris, I do the things that you need to be done. You know, David says he was young, yet old. He had never, ever, ever seen the righteous forsaken or
seen bad for
bread. That is because
God made a promise
to the church. He made a promise to the church, to his bride. When he said, I do to us, he made us a promise. And God is not a God of a lie. He can't lie. His word can't lie. So he promised me that he's never going to leave me. And he promised me that he's going to meet all my needs.
Okay.
That goes with
okay.
I do. And a lot of times, man, we talk about the words I do, and we kind of get them twisted a little bit. We just think it's just for a season. You know, I'm just going to hold these vows up just for a little bit, or when I'm feeling good, or when the romance is feeling good, or when the finance is doing good. But no, God says, I'm going to keep these vows forever.
That's right. We got to understand the words I do. The words I do are very meaningful to God. You know,
yes,
the first I do that we need to really expound on is really that first I do need to be to God, to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let me be careful when I say God. You know, back in Moses' time, there were several gods and lords. He said, I am. So let me put a name on that. Now I put a name on that. You're sure. You know, the great I am. Let's put a name on the God I'm talking about. And
we
are held accountable. We are held accountable and to God. And that's the foundation. That's the root. That's the root that we need to really grasp hold to. And the second I do need to be to yourself.
Okay.
It needs to be
all
to
right.
yourself. It needs
yes,
to, the reason why it needs to be to yourself is because before you can share your love with anybody, you need to share your love with you. God first, then you. And I mean, that's it. I'm going through social media and I'm seeing people say, "Why I don't have anybody?
Right?
Why?
Right.
Why is it that I don't have anybody?
Right.
Why is it
right.
that you know?" I'm going through this, and I know I'm a good person, and X, Y, Z. But let me tell you, you are a good person. You are a good person. But don't settle. Don't wait. Wow. Okay.
Come on.
Don't wait
Come
all
on.
The way till you get 40s and your 50s, and you sitting there, I ain't going to settle. Now, you done, look, several boats done came past you. You just let them go past you. What I mean, don't settle, what I'm talking about don't settle is this. Then let's give another example as far as don't settle. We like BMW, we like Mercedes, we like Bentleys, we like all these nice vehicles, right? We go to, let's say if you go to auction, if you go on a dealership lot, you go and you see something nice. And on the outer shell, it looks good. But on the inside, at the engine, you never check the engine. You never had nobody professionally come through and look and make sure everything was intact. You just like what it looked like. And then you drove it off the lot, You drove it off the lot, and you realized it was a lemon. Let me tell y'all something, people. That some of you are with lemons right now, drinking wine, drinking whiskey, drinking juice, and everything else right now. About to do the do and everything. Hey, guess what? Been that, done that. Can write pages about it. But I'm trying to get you somewhere tonight. The Holy Spirit's trying to get you somewhere tonight to make you realize and understand that you got to be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. You got to be rooted and grounded in within yourself, because when the devil comes to town, he's going to come to kill, steal, and destroy. He don't want you to have nobody good. He wants you to have that fine girl, that fine guy. And then that's all they are. They're just good to look at. On the inside, they messed up.
Come on.
They messed up. But guess what you just said? I do. When you said I do, you made a commitment. You made a commitment to that person, and you made through what your beliefs. See, Satan would test your beliefs by giving you what you want. He'll give you what you want. God is the one to give you what you need. If you ever took economics in high school, you'll understand there's wants and there's needs.
Yes, sir.
There's time when God will bless you with what you want, but He will take care of your needs first. That's what Brother Young been talking about at the first this part of this statement. God got you, but you got to believe it though.
Gotcha. You know, Chris, you said something, man, that hit the nail on the head. You know, that word "I do" is a commitment. That is, you are making a commitment publicly before God and whoever else is taking witness. You are making a promise that when you say "I do," and God made us a promise when He said "I do," when He said that He's coming back for the church, when He's coming back for His bride, He made a promise to me. He said, "I do. I will."
I understand. Right.
You know, and a lot
That's
of times, right. man, we don't want to get sidetracked, but God says, God is standing right in the gap, saying, "I do understand. I do agree. I have agreed to take care of you. I do remember what I told you, that I'll heal you in my name. I do understand what I told you, that I'll feed you. I do understand that I told you that I'm going to clothe you. I'm going to keep you in your right mind. You keep your mind on me." He made a promise to
me
when he said, "I do."
Come on now.
And
come
I just believe, man,
yes,
even
sir.
Today, what's happening to the relationships we have, and I'm telling you, I'm talking from experience, what's happening between the relationships that we've had is that we have broken the promise. That's what we have done. We have broken the promise. We have broken the commitment. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And like you said earlier, we broke the promise. First of all, we broke the promise of God. I'm gonna take the blanket off the bed real quick now. When I backslid, come on, I just gotta tell you. When I backslid,
come on,
I broke my promise when I told God, "I do. I do understand that I receive you as my Savior. I do understand that I submit to you." I broke that promise. I broke the commitment. God never left me. I left God. I broke the promise. And God says that He's looking for some folks that's faithful to the "I do," faithful to the promise, faithful to the commitment. Yes, that's all you. Brother,
I'm
let me
trying
tell
you
to tell you. I was reading out of the day. You know, I was always in Matthew. I love Matthew's, and Matthew's kind of breaks it down. And I was in Matthew's that, Matthew's, I believe, is the 22nd chapter, I believe. Yeah, Matthew, the 22nd chapter, the 37th verse, where it speaks about love, and it speaks about that when it says, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart." Now watch this.
Okay.
"I do love the Lord
thy God with all my heart. I do love with all my soul, and I do with all my mind. And then the Bible comes out and says, you know, this is the first and the great commandment, and the second is likened to it, and it says, I do love thy neighbor. Now, if the Bible says that thou shalt love thy neighbor, but if we're making a commitment to God, it has to be I do. And I do, do is an action, do is an action word. When you're doing something, it's talking about right now in the present tense. And forevermore. We're not talking about what you did last year and what you did 20 years ago. We're talking about it's a continuation. It's a continuing word. It's done every day. It says, I do. I do live. We're talking about I do all of these commitments that I made this commitment 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. I still got to honor this commitment today. God made this commitment with us thousands and thousands of years ago, and he's still honoring his commitment to us today. When he said,
And the thing about that, big brother, is this. You know, when you say I do, and then you say I do to the wrong person, and you say I do to the wrong person, then you don't realize that you're operating out of character at times. It's so many of us right now. And the reason why we could tell you these things is because we've been through it. We got the T-shirt on it, and XYZ.
Yes, man,
praise God, thank you, and thank him that, you know, that you got good wives. But this is what we're talking about. When we say I do, you got to be careful who you say I do to, because they will have you acting out of character.
Uh-huh.
And what God has bestowed in you, you stop going to church, you stop speaking the word of God. Especially if they're not yoked with you, being equally yoked is very important. And especially young ladies, it's best to have a covering. And look, even though you go to church, I'm going to put this out here in that way. Even though you go to church, we are ministers. Yes, we are the ministers of the gospel, right? First and foremost, whenever you do get a husband, don't bring your pastor in the house. When I mean say don't bring him, well, pastor said, that man is your covering. That's the covering.
Right.
That's the headship of the house. Don't let nobody lead you to a burning hell. Men, the same way, don't be chasing around women that's half naked, don't know how to keep house, don't know how to cook, and all those other things. Those things are important. Because you are charged. You are charged to go and go out there and get it. You know what I'm saying? Even if she said I don't want to work no more, you can't get mad. You can't get mad about that because God charged you. He didn't charge her. Now y'all might have to move to y'all was in a 4-bedroom house. You might move to a 2-bedroom apartment. But guess what? You still taking care of your responsibility, doing what God's called you to do. Be careful who you say I do to. Be careful who you say I do to. Even dogs, as we discussed a week ago, big brother, even dogs got paper on them. Even dogs got to have papers.
If
they don't have papers, if they don't have papers, how you say, big brother, they run around and the dog catcher come and get them. Come on now.
The dog catcher might get them. And then the dog catcher going to get them. Guess what they're having, brother? The dog catcher going to do one or two things. The dog catcher going to either feed them, nurse them, medicate them, and get them back to health, and then wait for somebody to come get them.
Come on, somebody.
The dog that was let loose and let go. You understand what I'm trying to say?
And then,
Come on now.
They clean them up. They clean her up. Now somebody else is looking for ownership. They're willing to go through the process to put papers on them and willing to take care of them. And now they walk in the streets legally.
Come on.
Now the dog is walking the streets legally. Let me tell y'all, the whole point about the word I do, even when you walk down that aisle, walk down the aisle, and the preacher said, who gives this woman away to be married to this man? And that's why, you know, I'm going to say it, and some of you ain't going to like this too, but it's okay, though. It's okay. I don't do the hyphen stuff. I don't do the hyphen in my name.
Right.
You still got your dad's name. When it's asked who gives this woman away to be married to this man, that means she's my responsibility. Now you're my that man is now the responsibility. That man is now the covering. He's the headship. He's the one that's supposed to provide and take care of. Now you got your daddy name, so you can be under your daddy and me. You're already fighting with a double-edged sword. Well, now I just did that for legal purposes. Now legal your tail and go down there and change your name fully to that man and to have him covering. That's when you wonder why things ain't going right in the house right now, because you ain't fully covered. You're still under your daddy's roof.
That's good teaching, man. That's good teaching. I was studying about the name change some years ago, and that's exactly right you just said. The changing of a name is actually the submitting under that person. And please, Radio Land, please don't get upset or don't misinterpret me when I say submitting. Submitting is a wonderful thing because it's a twofold thing. Submitting means humbling yourself first.
And that's right.
God more is a humble spirit, a humble heart. As a matter of fact, man, God speaks of humility in the Bible. In order to come under the umbrella of Jesus Christ, you got to first humble yourself and submit yourself to Him. And that is only the part of the church and Him and us and our wives and the husband. That's all. It means submitting yourself in a loving way where we understand this union that has been performed before God. And we get to submitting things like cavemen, like you do what I tell you to do because you submit on it. That's not what God is trying to do.
Come on now.
Submission comes, man, with some responsibility. See, and what's happening is that when a woman does submit to a man and she's trying to do as God say do, what's happened over the years is that some of the men have come up short because they don't want to fulfill their responsibilities. And then that makes sometimes a woman bitter. Listen to me now. And she says, well, you know what, I'm submitting, but you ain't doing your part either. And see, the Bible teaches as man submit to God and woman submit to man, that thing is so right now, we do it right. But a lot of times, somewhere, the promise has been broken, the I do has been forgotten. Somebody forgot about the I do. And when I think about the I do, the I do means several things. I do understand that when it's time to provide, I'm going to be a man, I'm going to provide. I do understand when it's time for prayer, I'm going to be praying with my family. I do understand when it's time to protect, I'm going to protect you, baby. I do understand when it's time to preach, I'm going to preach the word to you, baby. I do understand when it's time to cover you, I'm going to cover you, baby. I do understand when it's time to stand up as a man for my family, I'm going to be there, baby. But somewhere down the road, somebody broke the promise. Somebody broke the idea.
Come on now. Somebody broke the idea.
And what has happened over the years that the woman just got tired. Like, you know what? I tried to submit, but, you know, somewhere in the chain of change, the chain has been broken. And that's what the enemy wants. Yeah. He wants that chain to be broken. The I do can be a wonderful thing. It can be wonderful.
Yes, it can. Yes, it can. When we both on one accord, when we both on one accord, it can be wonderful. When we both know our roles, when we both know and understand our roles, it can be wonderful. When we do what thus says the Lord has called us to do and make His house our home. Invite Him into our house. When we invite the Lord into our house, then there's no room for evilness. There's no room for adulterers. There's no room for backstabbing. There's no room, because we will do it to one another, because there's no, if God is not present, then the devil has come to town. He's going to go to town. And then you're going to have demons and imps running rapid through your house. You're going to try to, you're going to end up doing stuff out of character. And that's exactly what Satan wants you to do.
Come on.
Let me tell y'all tonight, right now, the I do's are very important.
Yes,
the I do's. For my single people, listen up. Don't question where you at right now because of a holiday. This is a pagan holiday. Valentine's Day is a holiday. What are we going to do for Valentine's Day? Let me tell you, you better make Valentine's Day and loving your wife, loving your husband, that's the 24/7 thing. That's an everyday thing. 300 and some days a year. You better love that person, because that's who going to hold you up. That's who got your back. And so that's what you understand, single people. Understand this. God got you. Ask him for what you need. Don't be concerned of what you want. And I guarantee you that God will show up in the nick of time with that person, that right girl for you, brother, that right woman for you, or that right man for you, sister. And for the married folk, then done said, then they made the commitment and said, I do. Some of you are very troubled right now with what you got at home. It ain't just women. A lot of times we be like, well, the women, he is the one that's messing up. He's a lot of men out there that's struggling too. But they're ashamed of it. That, you know, and some of you weren't even yoked to that person.
Amen.
And you gotta labor for God and really give it to him. If you want your marriage and you wanna work on it, then give it to him. And guess what? Also, give us email us if you have any questions, concerns. You know, revstraw@gmail.com, henryhyoung@gmail.com. Look, if you need counseling, get counseling. If you need somebody to speak into your life, be positive. Never judge. We're never going to judge you here. We're never going to judge you, because we know what it's like. We know what it's like to go through these things, and you have somebody that's going to talk about your situation versus help you with your situation.
Just
the word we're talking about tonight, these two words, brother, I do. We got 12 more minutes, but it's 33 minutes after the hour, and we are talking about I do tonight. Call us these last 10 minutes, 11 to 12 minutes. The number is 773-897-6178. That's 773-897-6178. If you genuinely need to just talk and talk it out and talk about what you're going through, give us a call. Don't be scared. Don't be ashamed. Give us a call.
That's right. Amen. Amen. And that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to get in your shell and don't talk about it. He wants you to get alone, get by yourself, and so you have your party, your pity party, your alone party. He wants you to be all by yourself. And I found out one thing. When you're by yourself, there is nobody to help you when you're by yourself. Sometimes you got to come out and say, Lord, I need you right now. I need some help. Send me some help. Send me somebody, God, that's genuine, that wants to help me and don't want to talk about it, but want to help me. We got some of the folks now that just folks just talk about you. But no, God got some folks out here that want to really help you. Get out of that rut or get to the next level in him.
I just
believe tonight God is calling folks out. This is a new day. This is a new time. God is doing something new in the atmosphere. God is doing something new in the spiritual realm. He's calling folks out who've been tired of those. Same old, same old. Tired of getting beat up in church. Tired of getting beat up in the job. Tired of getting beat up in the home. He wants to He wants a new, fresh anointing to fall down on some folks that really love God, some folks that say, I do to God, I do to yourself, I do to life. He wants some folks to make a commitment and a promise to him. He wants somebody to, make, to go all the way, all the way out. He wants somebody to go all the way out with him, get sold out with him. And God's ready to turn some things around. He's ready to turn some things around. I know he is.
Yeah, brother, you just said the number one word right there. Those number one two those two special words. Sold out. He wants you to sell out to him. That's the thing. That's the thing. It's been the thing for a good minute. I mean, you can't be fence travelers anymore. God wants you how to cold, because if you lukewarm, my aunt Brenda used to tell me this all the time. It's scripture, you know. If you lukewarm, he will spew you out of his mouth, because you know a double minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve two masters. And but this I'm gonna tell you this the troubling part though to it. How many times in the Bible did you see Satan, imps, or demons going against one another? How many times did you see that? If you read your Bible, you read it, and all the scholars and everybody, how many times did you see Satan's kingdom go against Satan's kingdom? They were hypocrites, started the word. They were hypocrites. Taught the word, but they was trying to persuade us to not believe them. But let me tell you, Satan is crafty, and this what I'm saying is that we fight all the time. Christians fight against Christians all the time. He or she don't know what they talking about. X, Y, Z. Nobody trying to, and we study dissecting each other. And we're losing. We're losing the battle. We're losing because we're trying to demean, we're trying to defame, we're trying to tear down one another instead of building up the kingdom. Let me tell you, to build a house, it takes a lot of smart people to build a house. And a lot of smart people to build a – but the thing about it is one person most times don't just build a house. It's several people. It's somebody to come to lay the foundation. It's somebody to come up and put the frame. It's somebody that's going to come put the sheetrock in. It's somebody to put the electricity in. It's somebody to come put the the roof on it. And everything else. Oh, somebody come pay the driveway. All those things take work. It takes people that know their craft and what they're doing and know their craft. And people, most of these people that went to school, some of them haven't. Some of them by trade. Some was passed down to them by a family member. But this is the whole moral to it. It could take 6 to 7 months to build a house. But how long does it take to tear it down? And this is the sad part, big bro. You don't have to have skills in demolitioning. You know, it don't take this. It took skilled people to build it. It took a person with it takes a person with no skill to tear it down.
Ain't that something? Just anybody can just tear it down. That's why we got to be so mindful. We got to be so careful who we allow to come into our circle, who we allow to come into our spiritual realm, because the enemy is tricky. He's cunning, and he'll send some nobodies to turn down your stuff and don't care about when you said I do. I found this out years ago. Folks, misery loves company. And I found out that sometimes when folks are miserable in their life, they don't want you to be happy in your life. They understand that, you got married, you made a commitment, but they hate the thought of your I do working. They hate the thought of your relationship working. They hate the thought of you growing together working. They hate the thought of God blessing you. So the enemy will send some nobodies, just like Mother Cook said, some folks that ain't even got no common sense, just to come in and try to mess up your stuff. Always tell folks.
Come on, man.
Don't let nobody else mess you up. And I always said, if I'm going to mess up, it's going to be because I want to mess up. It ain't because you're going to mess me up. It's because, brother, don't allow folks to come in and mess your stuff up. And don't allow folks to come in and mess your I do up. If you got an I do with whoever you got an I do with, allow God to make that I do work.
Come on now.
That's all right there.
That'll preach right there.
That's all right there.
That'll preach.
Yes,
all right, you broke down that hermeneutics right there. That's some good stuff. Yes, sir. He'll give it to you.
He'll give it to you.
Well, look, y'all.
Sir.
We're not going to hold y'all on tonight. We about to close out. But guess what, man? The word tonight, those two words, I do. Be careful who you say I do to.
Amen.
I mean, just be careful. That's what this is about tonight. Being careful and mindful of your I do. And your first commitment should be to your God Almighty. The second one to you. You commit to yourself and to doing what God has called you to do. Don't leave this earth with a glass full. Leave it empty. Leave your glass empty. Leave it empty. That you whatever mission that God has placed you on, that you will leave here and you have finished that mission. You have ran that race and you have kept the faith through it all. Come on now. Don't let nobody have you stumble. It's one thing for you to stumble, but you stumble. Somebody else having you stumble. Come on now. That's not smart.
Come on now. Amen.
Look here, if you're out there right now, you're listening, and you want to give your life to Christ right now as we speak, you know, God is saying this is the time, not tomorrow, not next week, because that's not promised, but we do know right now is right now. And God says it's just simple, you know. We always come and tell you, look here, all you got to do is confess with your mouth that Jesus died, Jesus lived and died on the cross for our sins.
Yes,
and believe in your heart, believe this. The Bible says, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He said, you shall be saved. And the enemy will make it seem like such a hard thing to do. But God said, you can receive him right tonight. Right this moment. And if you think you're lonely now, go to bed without him. If you think you're lonely now, lay down without him. You think you're lonely.
But
God said he can feel that void right now. He can feel that love that you're missing. He can feel that gap that's been opened right now. If you just believe, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus died for our sins. He said, thou shall be saved. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, God, for this word. God, we thank you, God, for your love. But God, we thank you, God, for giving us understanding. God, we ask now, God, that you stretch your arms out all over the waves right now, God, and draw them to you right now, God. God, you're the one to draw them. You're the one to save them. You're the one to keep them. And God, we thank you right now that you're doing it right now in the spiritual realm. You said that your word will never go for it. And God, we send it out. We send it out right now in the name of Jesus. And God, we believe, God, the word of God will change lives right now in the name of Jesus. We believe your word is changing right now. It is cutting like a two-edged sword. Come on, Holy Ghost. And we thank you, God, for what you've done and what you're doing. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, we ask, God, that the sick be healed. God, we ask that the blind see, God. We ask, God, that the confused, God, be unconfused. Right now, in the name of Jesus, God, continue to feed the hungry, God, continue to clothe the naked. Right now, in the name of Jesus. And God, we thank you in advance because we know it's already there. God, we ask, God, that you continue to shower your love, shower your blood, shower you. We plead the blood of Jesus on the land right now. And we thank you, God. God, Amen.
Bless you, brother. Amen. Bless you, man.